Well, the Donegal Novice and even Ages Cross Country Championships were held in Carndonagh, and Patsy McGonigal can bring us right up to date with what happened. Patsy?
Yes, indeed. And indeed, it was an interesting day, and indeed the first championship of what is a new season in terms of county and Ulster championships. So, you know, the queries and the questions are going to be about, you know, how everybody's fixed as we go forward into Ulster and indeed to nationals. And of course, big focus now this year with the national seniors being held in Rosapenna, and, you know, to acknowledge Cranford's 60 years. But the first opening race, which was the novice men and indeed the women, which would be indeed the highlight of the day. And we had a couple of good races. In the women's, we had three girls fighting early on, fighting for that gold, that individual victory. Ciara Cunningham, Maggie O'Hora and Kirsty Downey from Inishowen. And now Maggie O'Hora from Finn Valley, she led it out. She led it right throughout. But Ciara Cunningham from Tyrconnell Athletic Club really sat in and kicked really strongly and was very impressive over the last kilometre to win the event. Ciara Cunningham then, the new women's champion from the Tyrconnell Club. Maggie O'Hora from Finn Valley was second, and Kirsty Downey in third. Now, Kirsty Downey in third led the Inishowen team to a team victory on home ground. That was Kirsty Downey herself, Aileen Devlin, Nora O'Leary, and indeed Patricia McLaughlin. Inishowen, Tyrconnell, the Rosses, that was the team story. And then we move to the men. A good turnout here, a number of strong teams. It was always obviously going to be a battle between Letterkenny and Finn Valley, and as a renewed rivalry in a new season. And on this occasion, again, a great race up front. A race between Martin Cunningham from Tyrconnell, Oisin Toy, now a student at ATU in Letterkenny, runs with Finn Valley, and Martin, of course, Martin Cunningham from Tyrconnell, and a new name really to me, Mark Wallace from Letterkenny. Well, that battle went on for two or three laps, and Mark Wallace was dropped. Then it was down to Martin Cunningham and Oisin Toy, but Oisin Toy running extremely freely, fluid, good, looking really, really good. He ran home a very impressive winner. So the new male champion, the new men's Donegal Novice champion, is Oisin Toy of Finn Valley. And behind all that, there was a battle going on for the team story. And indeed, looking at it on the field, in the middle of the field, I just felt that Finn Valley had the edge. And that was the way it was. With a kilometre to go, yes, they were in the lead. It was slim. Yes, it was slim. But on that final 50 metres, Letterkenny got that all-important 1 point that was required to beat Finn Valley. And there was 29 points for Letterkenny. It was 30 points for Finn Valley. So that's how close the actual team battle was in the end. So very exciting, disappointing for Valley, of course, but extremely delightful for Letterkenny. And that Letterkenny team was led by Mark Wallace, who, as I said, finished third. Philip McHugh was on that team, scoring team. Paul Caulfield was on that scoring team, as was Kevin McGee. So the championship season at that level was off to a very strong start. And then we were into underage athletics. And basically, the underage story was one of dominance by Finn Valley. I mean, right through from under 10s to 12s to 14s to 16s to 18s and 19s, they were just throwing athletes at it, you know, in numbers and winning team after team after team. And they were, in some instances, were pretty impressive as one looks down the road. Now, what was the story? Well, Darren, some names coming at me here. Darren Notton of Letterkenny, he was a winner of the boys under 14, Holly McNulty under 15, but under 14 boys, and then in the under 12 section, Searle Gilligan of Finn Valley and Oisin Brown, they were the dominant athletes. Under 10 girls and boys, Rhea Toner, she's from Conway, and Shea McHugh, he's from Conway, and they led Finn Valley to team victory there. On the 16 girls, well, Anna Russell, the story changed there in terms of Finn Valley dominance. Anna Russell was an impressive winner of the under 16 girls. Keenan McFadden, Anna Russell from Letterkenny, Keenan McFadden, as one expects, beautiful runner, class runner, and again in control, without any great difficulty, won the under 16 boys from Kieran McCarroll of Finn Valley. And then on the under 18s, Kieran McCarroll's sister, Emer, was the leader. Amy Green of Finn Valley was the individual winner in the 19s. And then another Finn Valley athlete in the under 18 boys was Ryan Quinn, an individual victory for him, and Oisin Kelly of Cranford under 19 boys. Extremely Powerful performances individually from each of those athletes. And in the team story, well, as I said, Finn Valley dominated again, but there was exceptions. The under 16 girls at the Letterkenny Athletic Club, they came home and very impressively in the under 16 girls. They have depth in the team. They have some fine runners in the squad. But other than that, in the team story of the day, Finn Valley won through 10s, 12s, 14s, 16s, 18s, 19s. But in that one particular race on the 16 girls, Letterkenny were impressive, and they had a young, impressive squad on duty. So that was the day summed up, an exciting day. Conditions were good. Karen Dunne and GAA deserve a really great vote of thanks for letting their facilities be used, and it's shown did an excellent job in organising and hosting the event. And there was a serious crowd, big numbers, traffic jams, and all the things you associate with numbers in sporting events these days. So well done all round there. Next week. Well, next Sunday we're in the Rosses, we're at Mullingerrick, and it's the Donegal Senior Cross Country Championships. So again, we'll be looking at a battle in the men's and indeed in the women's, and we'll be looking forward to underage athletics, uneven ages, under 9, 11, 13, 15, 17, and another episode, another day, and hopefully we get weather something like today. But yes, the story got off to a very, very positive championship start today, and those novice results again, just individually, we had Kira Cunningham, Tyrconnell individual, she's the new champion, women's champion, and Oisin Toy of Finn Valley, a student at the ATU, is the men's champion.